Joining me now in studio, I have a very special guest, but he's certainly no stranger to the home run. He's an author, documentary filmmaker, Mr. Jared Brock. Jared, thanks for being back with us, man.
Thanks for having me on again, Mr. Cameron.
Absolutely. Now, Jared, I've followed your work for years, be it the documentaries that you've put out, because now I know you're on the third one, and this is also the third book that you're releasing on the same subject. What's the name of the book?
So the new book is called The Road to Dawn, Josiah Henson and the Story That Sparked the Civil War.
Okay, so who is Josiah Henson?
Well, I think before we can answer that, we got to back up and talk about Uncle Tom's Cabin.
So sure.
Back in the 1850s, a woman named Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote a novel that absolutely lit America on fire. It ended up being the best-selling book of the century.
Wow.
It ended up being the book that Abraham Lincoln jokingly said started the Civil War. And it was basically the story of slavery, a fictionalized form. And a lot of people pushed back, especially in the South, and they wrote anti-Tom novels, and they just tore her apart in the press. And so she wrote a second book called The Key to Uncle Tom's Cabin, where she just named all her sources. And her big inspiration for the lead character of Uncle Tom was a real man named Josiah Henson. And when I found this out, I was like, how have I never heard of this man? How did I miss this? And I never got taught this in history class. I never heard about him in culture. So I ended up doing a 5,000-kilometer pilgrimage to kind of retrace his journey from slavery to freedom.
Wow. So in this journey, where did that take you? To meeting ancestors? Or what happened there?
Yeah, so I started where Josiah started. He was born near a little town called Port Tobacco, Maryland. He was then sold to a child trafficker, and then he was sold to an alcoholic gambler named Isaac Riley about 12 miles from Washington, D.C. He is then sent, he's there for about 30 years, and then he's sent to Isaac's brother Amos in Kentucky. Amos tries to sell him south to New Orleans, but it doesn't work, and he ends up escaping from Kentucky up to Sandusky, Ohio, and then across the Niagara River into Canada. So quite the journey, and I retraced it all. My only regret is that I went to New Orleans in July without air conditioning.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It's hot. Yeah. This is a man who is a massive historical figure who somehow just disappeared from the history books.
Why do you think that happened?
I think there's a bunch of reasons, Ian, but the big one is definitely racism. So Uncle Tom's Cabin came out. It's this huge, incredible, powerful novel. But shortly thereafter, a bunch of racist whites started doing blackface plays, and they just stole her title. There was no strong copyright laws at the time. And so these Uncle Tom's Cabin plays really changed the character from Uncle Tom, from this noble martyr who's willing to sacrifice himself for the freedom of others, into this like morose, subservient, stupid slave who kowtows to the white man. And so Uncle Tom, that term today is a very racist term, but it was never meant to be that way. It was supposed to mean like Superman. And my hope is that as people learn about Josiah Henson's story and realize the twisting of Uncle Tom, that Uncle Tom comes to mean Superman someday. I hope little boys grow up wanting to be an Uncle Tom. Like it should mean like the King of Wakanda.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a guy that's been, for the most part, forgotten in history books, how was it that you found out about him?
Well, I have to give the credit to my wife, Michelle, on that one. She had been wanting to read Uncle Tom's Cabin for quite a while. So I bought her a copy when we were at a bookstore in Florida one year and stuffed it in her Christmas stocking. She read it and liked it, and I did a little research, and one thing led to another. And next thing you know, I'm at the Henson family reunion in Michigan, and I'm on the former plantations where Josiah was enslaved, and I found the spot where he first landed in Canada. It just kind of took me on a wild journey, and yeah, so now I'm kind of like the official Josiah Henson biographer.
Wow, it's funny how that goes, eh? All because you bought a book for your wife.
Indeed.
Wow, that's cool. Well, Jared, I have just one more question for you. So let's say in 100 years' time that somebody is looking back at your story, author, documentary filmmaker, activist, what would you hope would be at least one detail that your biographer would include in your story?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. Quick story. So Josiah Henson, when him and his wife and four children, they traveled 600 miles to the Canadian border at the Niagara River, and a kind Scottish man offers to pay a ferryman to take them across to Canada. But he asks Josiah a question first. He says, are you going to be a good man? And Josiah replies, I will use my freedom well.
Wow.
There's a verse in the Bible that says, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. We weren't just freed so that we can just live this comfortable Christian American dream lifestyle life. We have been given a freedom that we are called to bring freedom to others. And Josiah knew, he understood that in his day. And I would hope that everyone listening, myself included, that we would realize how rich we are, how much influence and affluence we have, and that we would steward that on behalf of those who have less than us. And I hope that if I have any legacy someday, it'll just be that Jared stewarded his time, his money, and his creativity well on behalf of the world.
Wow. That's amazing. Jared, thanks so much for being here with us today, and have fun on not only this journey, but the next one I'm sure you're inevitably to take.
Thanks so much, Ian.
Again, we've been chatting with Jared Brock, the filmmaker and author and activist, and with an author of the newest book, The Road to Dawn, Josiah Henson and the Story That Sparked the Civil War.